Good morning. Welcome to Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. I want to come on today, this morning, and kind of reemphasize the message that I spoke about yesterday. There's a blessing in the storm. I come to understanding, as Paul will say, that whatever storms of life that we deal with in this gift called life, there always will be a blessing in the storm. No matter how big the waves or storms of life may be, when it could be jobs, especially during this pandemic time when so many things are happening and they're protesting and the election coming up, the storms of life have, the waves have risen high for most of us. With job loss and loss of life and family members being hospitalized and so on and so forth, the storms of life are high. But I'm here to encourage you this morning, for everybody under the sound of my voice, who will take the opportunity to listen to this podcast. There is a blessing in the midst of the storm. And the blessing is Jesus Christ, our Savior. I was yesterday in my Sunday morning message. I use Matthew, the fourth chapter, starting with verse 35 to impart that 41. When he was dealing with Jesus being in the boat with his disciples, when he told them prior to that, he had done many miracles, but he told them, let's get in the boat, let's cross over and go over to the other side. While on the way going over to the other side, he went to the stern of the boat or the front of the boat and lay down on a cushion and went to sleep. Well, the waves of the sea began to rise high, and the disciples on there, they began to get nervous and they got scared. So they run to the stern of the boat and they say, Master, do you care that we are now, that we are perishing, that we're about to drown, because the boat began to fill with water? Jesus just got up, he walked up, stood up, and he said, peace, be still. Then he turned to them, and I'm just giving a short version of it. Why did you worry, ye of little faith? So I'm here to tell you, and then they go back and they respond, and they say, who is he that can give the sea to obey to be still? Because when he saw it, peace, be still, the sea came to a calmness, and he went back and just said, ye of little faith. I'm here to tell somebody under the sound of my voice, let your faith be in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is your peace in still waters. He is your Alpha and your Omega. He can be your beginning and your end. The rising of the sun. He is the sun, S-O-N, in your life. When dark clouds come, put the sun, S-O-N, in your life. Jesus is the blessing in the midst of the storm. I know that we go through lives, and I wish I could tell you that storms don't come, but sometimes the Lord allows storms to come in order for us to strengthen our faith. No matter how wide and how boisterous the seas of life may be, remember, there's a blessing in the midst of the storm. His name is Jesus Christ. Family, be blessed today. Continue to follow me on my podcast, Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. Please join us on Sunday mornings on our Facebook pages, with Pastor Loggins, Rick Jackson, and Christina Garcia. We have our Sunday morning service at 11:15, and we have our Tuesday night, What Does the Bible Say, at 7 p.m. God bless you, God keep you, and remember, there's a blessing in the storm. Have a blessed day.